We're going to hear now about sub-Saharan migrants who try to go to Europe via Morocco, but never make it. They end up just building a life in Morocco. The country grants broad legal status to some migrants, though far from all. Even those lucky enough to have papers in hand face widespread discrimination, though. NPR's Leila Fadel reports from Rabat, Morocco.
Constantine Ibandamola unlocks the door to his small, two-bedroom apartment in a poor suburb of Rabat. Mola is an economist in his home country of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But as a migrant in Morocco, this apartment is a luxury.
The kitchen?
Oh, it has a little balcony.
Yeah.
6 years ago, he came to Morocco from his country, which is consumed with instability and poverty. He had dreams of a new life in Europe. But his attempts to sneak into Europe on a fake passport landed him in jail. When he got out, he did manual labor, construction.
It was not easy for me because it's the first time to go to the construction because I'm an economist.
He decided to settle here, but it was hard because he was undocumented and he's black. He was vulnerable to arrests and abuse by police. The Moroccan man who hired him out for construction jobs often cheated him out of his meager salary. And he slept in a tiny room with four other people because it's all he could afford.
Before I was like a slave. I was nothing. Now I'm a rich man. Even I don't have money for the moment, but I'm free.
He's free, he says, because things have changed. Now he's a legal resident of Morocco. He's one of the lucky ones, one of the more than 20,000 people given legal status in Morocco in a limited process in 2014 and 15. There are still thousands who didn't get it. Morocco's King Mohammed VI announced the reforms after outrage over two West Africans who fell to their death when police chased them. Mola pulls his passport out of his back pocket and carefully pulls out the Moroccan residency card slipped into the back cover.
It's very, very important. First, I was nothing. Now I get my identity, my true identity.
Now he works at an association run by migrants for migrants. The Moroccan government says the reforms are being implemented because Morocco understands it's no longer a transit country for migrants. It's a destination. But even with documents, life is incredibly hard for sub-Saharan Africans in Morocco. Moroccan Hisham Aroud is an advocate for sub-Saharan African migrants.
They are facing big, big problems. The Moroccan society doesn't accept them because we are not used to see black people living with us.
Aroud says Morocco's a largely homogeneous society, and there's racism toward black Africans. Police are accused of mass arrests and abuse when it comes to black migrants. Landlords won't rent to them. Employers won't hire them. For contrast, he compares them to the Syrians, who are more recent arrivals and are in Morocco in smaller numbers.
The people accept them easily, and because you have same culture, same language, same religion, but it's not the case for sub-Saharan migrants.
They get very little help when it comes to language training, job training, and cultural awareness. That's what Aroud's foundation, Orient Occident, tries to do. Outside the office, refugees and migrants mingle in a courtyard. People sit on brightly painted chairs made from tires. A few play checkers. Women sell food items from sub-Saharan African countries, reminders of home. When I ask people about life in Rabat, the answer is always the same.
C'est très difficile.
Very difficult. But Bonashi Nanga, he's from Cameroon, comes to the foundation for language training and to hang out with friends. He says inside the foundation's courtyard, he feels safe. So I ask if that means it's unsafe outside, in the rest of the city. He seems afraid to answer. He looks down, gestures to the courtyard, and just says, "We feel safe here." Leila Fadel, NPR News, Rabat.